CliffCentral.com.
Can anyone point me in the direction of the Saximal Chabin? I'm looking for something to do this weekend.
Yeah, Brian Malefa can help you out there. He knows where it is. No, he genuinely knows where it is.
No, he's the only person who knows where it is. Oh, there's such funny stuff going on the internet yesterday. People, you know, South Africans, we're becoming much more sophisticated about what we find funny. Like, we take people who lie and we turn them into the funniest stand-up comedians in the country. And they don't even have a say in it. That's so fantastic. Ah, let's all take a big stretch, shall we? Oh, and a sneeze. Everybody stretch. There we go. That's better. You ready for the weekend? It is the weekend, baby. It's time to chill. Do as little as possible. And we'll start off with Ben for weekend plans. He's got quite an exciting weekend ahead.
Yeah, massively exciting. It's my girlfriend Daniela's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
I'm flying down. She's in Cape Town for work, so I'm flying down today. And then I get to drive the BMW 7 Series this weekend.
Wow.
So excited about that.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then we go into the Polo in Franschhoek. So just so much.
Living the high life, Ben.
So much going on.
What do you think of that, Flax?
The 7 Series is such a beautiful car.
Yeah, the new one.
It's that BMW that has hand gestures where you just like rotate your hand and it makes the volume louder or softer. You can answer phone calls with just like making hand gestures and stuff.
What if you are flipping the middle finger to another driver? What does it do then?
Well, then a small gun comes out, Gareth. And really threats. No, it's got like the most innovations ever in a car. It's also you can drive it out of the garage by using the key fob thing. Mm. So it's like a remote control. So you just literally pull it out like a kid with a toy car.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a whole new world.
It's like the BMW with all the tech gadgets and gizmos. It's like the luxurious, most luxurious BMW.
Sounds amazing.
I think it's the 760 Li, if I'm not... Yeah.
Well, that's the top of the top, yeah. Slightly longer wheelbase. That's if you really are sitting in the back and you've got lots of things to do.
I'm looking at a picture of it now. It's unbelievable.
Huh? Yeah, so that's my week. That's where it starts. Jeez. Behind the wheel of that.
Wow, Ben. Damn. This looks like one hell of a car. Forget about Daniela's birthday. This thing can do everything. It's the most technologically advanced BMW ever.
Yeah, it's pretty special. So we're going to the pink Polo tomorrow.
What's that all about?
It's, you know, there's that Polo estate, Val d'Avis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's, it's quite the annual event, that. And then I get to play golf next door at Pearl Valley on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, her birthday involves golf.
Yeah, poor Daniela.
Well, look, I think it's a decent balance, guys, don't you think?
Well,
I mean, we're having a special weekend together, going out tonight, and then Sunday I play golf.
Yeah, well, there has to be a golf thing somewhere in there. But she did decide she wanted to be with you.
What
so
do you mean it has to be? I am so good like this on holidays. So seldom do I actually play golf.
Listen, let's get back to the Guptas. I was reading an article about their house. We can talk about it later. I want to find out about everybody's weekend first. Mab's your turn.
No.
Well, Mab's going to say she's going to the Saxonville Shabin.
About their compound, you mean, when you talk about the Gupta's house?
Yes, sis.
What did you find out?
Well, they have three kitchens.
Oh, okay.
They have 12 bedrooms. The house takes up the whole stand. Like, there's no garden.
Yeah.
There's no garden.
No garden. There are no plants at all.
No, it's like when a kid plays Sim Cities and then doesn't quite like design things properly. So it's just a slab of compound.
It's disgusting. I mean, it's probably the most hideous looking place you've ever seen in your life. But it's huge.
It's got three houses in it, right?
Yeah. But the one I'm talking about is like the party house.
The main house.
And you know what? They used it for Diwali. They lit off some fireworks. That's it. None of them sleep there. It's so weird.
Okay, well...
And the neighbors hate it. They hate it so much.
Of course the neighbors hate it.
It's a terrible place. They say that it's devalued all of their properties. It's got this monstrosity that looks right onto their garden. It's three stories high.
It's got a helipad on top of the one house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wonder, like, did they grease some palms to get the planning?
Sure they did.
To make it what it is.
Oh, sure. And now they've got lawyers busy defending them about how they can build whatever they want.
Mm.
You know, and the other residents must just shut up and get rich as well.
I stumbled on an article yesterday, but I didn't really get into it and read it.
Yeah?
The Times of India.
Oh, yeah?
Have written about the trouble that all the Guptas seem to be in here in South Africa. Because, you know, back in their home country, they're hailed as heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're not in trouble. Have you got a bit of a cold or something going on?
Ugh, I don't know what the hell's going on with me. I'm over it.
What's happening? Do we need to get you a doctor?
No, no.
Get Dr. Jonathan Whitten here. He'll give you some injections.
No, that's okay.
Sure?
Yeah.
Do you need a hot beef injection?
No, that's okay as
you
well.
You sure?
Jeez, how would we administer that, Gareth?
Well, you would organize for, you know.
Can't be my password.
Ah, no! No.
Yuck. No one deserves that.
He doesn't really fall into my type.
No, I understand. And what an awful suggestion on my part. And you, Flex, what are you up to?
This weekend I'm going surfing in Durban again.
Nice.
Trying to get up my skill levels.
Very good. I'm surprised. You're already taking this thing very seriously. Well done.
So much fun. Yeah. Being one with the ocean.
One with the ocean. That sounds like it should be a song.
If only the Guptas made a little ocean here I could surf at.
Exactly. How dare they not have made that? How cruel.
They probably got like a fake surf wave in their compound.
Yeah.
A little mini gateway.
Who knows what they have in there? Because there were some rooms that this article that I read, there's some rooms that they couldn't get into. But they've got jacuzzis, all kinds of things. The Guptas. I'm trying to find a satellite picture of their house here to show my buddy.
I'm trying to find a satellite picture of Saxonwald Shebeen.
Oh, yeah,
no. Good luck with that.
I heard they got fountains of Zamalek just flowing.
Thousands of people have been searching for that location since yesterday, so.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck with that.
You probably have to open up a cupboard and walk through the cupboard, and then you're in Saxonwald
Shebeen. Yeah, it's like Narnia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Huh? All right, listen, there's lots to get through today. I just want to start off with that bathroom that we were talking about yesterday. Ben and I went and did an inspection with Ben. Mubs, we thought that this would be something that you might want to know about. You know, people have got to know.
Okay.
And I got loads of funny stuff. Like, I heard a student on the news last night that just blew my mind. Okay, here's the clip. Let's start with the bathroom. So Ben and I went into the bathroom. This was our finding. And then I took KG, the graphic designer, and Jane in there as well. She just cleaned it, right? It had just been cleaned, and I walked in, I thought, ugh. There's nothing the poor woman can do about the place. She's tried everything. To enter the men's bathroom here at Touch Central and Cliff Central, and I'm going to ask Ben to describe what he smells. It's very strange. Jane has just cleaned here.
Okay, so as usual, I walk in apprehensive. You know, a lot of chemicals have got in here. You can't mask. There's a smell like something has died. This is like where you go if you've got a vindictive asshole. It's just, oh, what is that?
Now, did you hear the sound of the door? It goes...
Yeah, it's like preparing you for an evil event. But I walked in there thinking it can't be that bad because it's just been cleaned. And
that's why I called you. I thought you'd be honest. And you were.
Sadly.
It was very bad.
Okay, okay, wait.
We're at the basin. It's almost as if the basin is worse than... Listen,
okay, I'm serious. I'm not putting this on. I just walked towards the bowl. The bowl is awash with chemicals, and it smells like an airport toilet. You know when you get out of a plane and everyone's just dropping their guts? Oh, like, it can't be. Unless Jane's heavy diluting the chemical.
I seriously regret actually inhaling deeply. I don't know why I'm doing this.
It's not even a very strong flush. That is a very weak flush. Often people's logs just stay in there for like a couple of hours. It's bad, right?
Yeah.
It's really bad. But I mean, how many people at their office love their bathrooms?
Well, some of them are quite nice. Mubs, what's the ladies' one like here?
It's huge. It's palatial.
It's magical.
Well, I mean, I haven't been in your bathroom, so I don't know what to compare it to.
Go in there with your phone. Let's put Mubs on the phone and she can go and check it out while there's no men in there.
I heard complaints from the women's bathroom that their flush is so bad that you actually think the drain's blocked because none of the toilet paper goes down.
Oh, my God. Oh. Flex, Mubs, go and check it out and do a tour. Call Mubs on a cell And let's put her on. Let's let her have a tour of the men's bathroom. See what she actually thinks of the place. It'll be very, very... she hasn't seen it. Compare it to the female bathroom. That's what we want to do. Because the girls' bathroom here is huge. It really is. You could... it's the size of the Gupta compound.
Yeah, it's about 3 times bigger.
You've seen it?
The women's bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got hand moisturizer. They got 2 stalls compared to our 1 stall.
Sure. Wow. We've only got the 1 stall. And the pissoir, the urinal, is it's right next to the basin in ours. Right next to it. Like, if someone's washing their hands and you're peeing, they could pretty much shake a dick for you.
Yeah, it is. It's very odd like that. I remember once the sex show was here.
Oh, they must have loved it.
And I was washing my hands, and then there's this guy. He was changing into some sort of, like, latex outfit.
A sex outfit.
And it was just odd.
Wow.
And he wanted to talk as well. It was just creepy.
All right, well, let's see. Mubs should be heading through the bathroom now, and she's gonna give us a description.
It's that first impression you can't describe to people.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought it would be better if we actually just got her on the line. She's never seen it before. Only ever been into the girls' bathroom. Is she on, Flex? Yeah. Mubs, you're in there.
Hey, yeah. I'm walking in.
Okay.
There is a tiny little cockroach greeting me by the doorway.
Oh, nice. Mm. Okay.
He's crawling around all happy and stuff. I'm going to squish him dead.
All right.
That's it, he's dead.
Okay, and now?
Okay, your bathroom is about a third the size of our bathroom. It's tiny. You only have... Oh, no. You only have 1 actual cubicle.
Yes.
And obviously the seat is up, because that's how it works in this part of the world.
Right.
Somebody has urinated in here but didn't bother to flush the toilet. Oh. So the water in the toilet bowl is yellow, and there are several insects kind of floating around the chain. They suffered a horrible death. They drowned in urine. Very, very sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a man, I would have to. I'm standing by the urinal now.
Yeah.
If I was a man, I would have to stand on my tippy toes to be able to aim correctly into the urinal.
Yeah, it's very
a
tall.
It's a bit high for me.
Yeah, I noticed that. Flex, do you have a problem?
Quick question, Mubs. If you were a man and you were now taking a piss at that urinal while somebody else was washing their hands, how would you feel?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we would literally be rubbing shoulders together. That's how close the basin is from the urinal.
Yep.
So I would feel like, you know, my privacy is being invaded.
Right. And do you notice anything about the basin that's different from the ladies' bathroom?
It seems like it's a smaller basin. First of all, there's just one basin. I think in our bathroom you've got two.
Yeah.
You guys have just one. It's a little bit smaller. You guys have hand sanitizer, but the bottle is empty, so that's useless.
It's been empty for about a week.
You have no other way of washing your hands in here unless you get in a new bottle of hand sanitizer.
Right.
We probably have like 2 or 3 bottles in our bathroom.
Oh. So luxury.
Yeah, I do pick up a smell of, I don't know, I think it's these chemicals that Ben was choking on yesterday.
All right, get out of there before something terrible happens.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah, Mabali Moloi reporting live from the men's bathroom. And just to be sure, I took KG in there as well. He's our graphic designer. And here's what happened. And I took Jane in, who is responsible, obviously, for the bathroom.
How many moths come here to die? Oh.
KG, I just want you to tell me what you think here. KG is our graphic design.
I'm not even inside. What is that smell?
Come, Jane.
No, I think once people they pee.
Where?
That's the... Oh, what's the problem?
There's a stench in here.
Yeah.
What is it? Ew, I can't stay here.
No.
Now, you were saying you don't think people clean their stomachs.
That's the problem. You see, if you don't clean the stomach, this thing just stay there. And when you pee, you just pee those things. They smell so bad, eh?
So what do you do to clean the stomach?
You must drink some teas or some herbs. Mm. Those black people using to clean their stomach, actually, Gareth. Clean your stomach. K keep everything out, especially now it's summer.
Mm.
You must prepare yourself, actually. Men's bathroom smells so bad. But look at the bathroom, it's clean.
No, it's clean. I know
but I don't know where's the smell come from.
Mm.
That's foul. Just to let you in our world. You know.
Just another day here.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine.
You look a little lightheaded after that excursion. All right. You know downstairs they've got a bathroom with a shower in it? Did you know that, Flax?
Sometimes I've tried to use downstairs bathroom, like back in the day,
yeah,
and they lock it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and now they lock it. Because we lock ours to stop them.
Yeah, but downstairs is extra nice. They've got like marble countertops.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Well, they have a countertop.
Yeah, we have the one of those basins that's squeezed in. Anyway, look, enough. I just wanted to let you know because it came up yesterday. How it all works over here. People are interested in this stuff. When we come back in a minute, we'll have the news headlines with Mubs. All of that and more on the way. It's cliffcentral.com and touchcentral.fm. AB Crazy featuring the Dogs of War and Go To Guy. 28 after 6. Time for us to check in on the latest news. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. I've mentioned this already, but you need to know. If you are booking an end-of-year function for your company, your family, your friends, whatever it might be, talk to Colcacchio Pizzeria. They will be happy to accommodate you. If you want to book at any of their stores, just contact the stores directly. And to find your nearest store, go to colcacchio.co.za or download the app.
You know, something I figured out yesterday that they do, because people were posting photos on Instagram, you can get a half and half pizza. So, you know, sometimes you'll get through half your pizza and you'll get, like, tired of the taste. Now they've introduced where you can get one half a certain flavor and the other half another flavor. So you get, like, best of both worlds.
Which is the name of Lerato Shabalala's song, show today.
I think it's revolutionary.
Best of both worlds. We should ask them to launch, to call it the best of both worlds pizza and have a big picture of Lerato on the pizza box.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Good idea. All right, let's get into the news.
All right, so hashtag Sex and World Shabine is the search that you need if you are looking for a good laugh today. I mean, I'm looking at a tweet here of a picture of the president dancing, of course. And the tweet reads, "When AJ says the next round is on me at hashtag Sex and World Shabine." So go and check out that hashtag if you're looking for a good laugh.
That's great.
But let's talk a little bit about Mr. Molefe's tears yesterday, because people had a lot to say about that as well. And
cried like a little bitch.
The former public protector, Thulima Donsela, she's not buying any of that. Okay?
Not really.
No, she has accused Eskom CEO Brian Molefe of playing the victim and putting on a show because he cried yesterday, rather than answering tough questions about his relationship with the Guptas. This is...
What a terrible cry.
Molefe took issue with Madonsela painting him as corrupt without providing evidence or giving him a chance to present his own version of events.
But hang on, how about the evidence in the cell phone records that he says, well, you know, if I drive past Teasers every day and I'm on my way somewhere else, it's going to show that I was at Teasers every day. I don't think he understands how this stuff works.
No.
You know, it's 2016. We actually can pinpoint exactly where a person is. It's really not hard.
It's so hard to kind of take this seriously, but
I mean, I've got a little device, right?
Yeah.
Where is this thing? Let me show you. On my keys, I've got a little device. It's like a little orange tag. It's called a sensor tracker, and this thing can you could find if you lose your keys in your house, you could use your cell phone to find it.
Oh, that's
it's that precise.
That's
think
smart.
About that. Huh? But this guy is going to tell. I can't find it now.
Okay.
Because my keys are in the office. He says, oh, no, it you know, it merely shows that I'm passing by there. And there is actually a place I go to regularly there called the Shabine, the Saxable Shabine, which doesn't exist.
So Molefe became emotional yesterday while trying to explain his movements in Sex and World, but Madonsela said she is not fooled. Quote, he, this is now Brian Molefe, but this is Madonsela speaking, he was a master of diversion. By demolishing the other, he made himself look good by default. That was calculated. Even that dramatic exit when he looked emotional. It was a lovely movie. He put on a great show.
Oh, I love Thuli. Don't you love her? She's like, don't take this guy's shit seriously.
So Eskom apparently orchestrated a deal and an irregular repayment of 660 million rand for a mining company owned by the Guptas. This is Tegeta. Eskom then forced the sale of Optimum Coal Holdings to Tegeta and then allowed Tegeta to sell a portion of it for 2 billion rand profit.
I mean, it's just, it's so crooked. It's so crooked. You know, the more I think about it, the more these Guptas have to go to jail. Because all these people who took bribes from the Guptas, all these people who were in their employ, according to this, it's all conjectural at the moment because we don't know the details yet. They haven't been proven in a court of law. All of that stuff will come to pass, the judicial review and all that kind of thing. You know, the Commission of Inquiry. But it would seem on the face of it that these people who took the money are just like very basic, low-functioning bureaucrats. These are the sort of people who wouldn't ordinarily get a job very easily because they're not good at anything. People like Des van Rooyen. So you can blame them. Sure, they're just greedy. They're greedy because they're just shitty, backward people. They're just very basic people. They desperately need like a handout because they don't know what to do with themselves. So you can hate them, but I think you must reserve the larger part of your hate for the people who feel it's their job to patronize these fools. You know, our shame. It kind of reminds me of like a Downton Abbey-esque thing, where the rich family in the house go, well, we employ many servants. We keep them all very, very well. And they all have, they earn a living wage, and they work for us. And, you know, yes, master, cleaning out the chimney piece.
The chamber pot.
Chamber pot. That's what Des is. Des van Rooyen's a chamber pot changer.
Oh, goodness.
That's all he is. You know, it's the same rules that applied then in the 1800s. They just apply with more money and different stuff in the 21st century. These guys are slaves. They're just servants. I mean, you got to feel sorry for them.
Meanwhile, the President Jacob Zuma, number one, he's in Zimbabwe to co-chair the inaugural bi-national commission between the two nations.
Yeah.
President Zuma and President Robert Mugabe will work to deepen bilateral relations between South Africa and Zim. Mugabe was reportedly happy to see that Zuma is still in one piece, in spite of what the papers are writing about him every day. Mugabe said he and Zuma need to stand united in the face of renewed challenges to sovereignty and independence. Mugabe is under pressure to relinquish power in his country and here at home.
Shame, we say. Shame, 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 we say.
Here at home, our number one is facing, you know, increasing calls to step down. Comrade President, Mugabe said, we need each other. Mugabe also said
You need a jail partner.
Mugabe also said that he wants to assure business people that their investments are safe in Zimbabwe. So, you know, from one president to the next, President Mugabe happy to see that President Zuma is still standing and he is still in one piece.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing takes this guy down. You know him.
Now, you know that Donald Trump has repeatedly said that the November 8 election is going to be rigged, right?
He's sort of changed his tune a little bit.
Well, he has urged supporters to keep an eye out for signs of voting fraud in Democratic areas.
Right.
Democrats worry that this will encourage Trump supporters to harass minority voters in various states because he's basically calling for his legion of fans to, you know, monitor the voting situation. But then yesterday, a U.S. judge upheld a Pennsylvania state law that could make it difficult for Trump supporters to monitor Election Day activity.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Gerald Papers denied Trump's request to have monitors. He said that it would be too disruptive to change the law less than a week before going to the polls.
Huh.
So, sorry, Trump. Another denial for you. Or,
wow.
What's the word?
The guy is just, I mean, you know, you really, it's all about him, huh? He would rather plunge this whole election into jeopardy. and threaten that it's rigged and do the wrong thing than just gracefully lose and exit.
He really does have the makings of a great politician. I mean, he started off quite ropey, but now he's really, this is it, he's a finished article.
The makings of a great dictator, given half a chance. Well, I don't know. You know, Ranjini was saying yesterday that the Trump supporters are the least logical people she's ever met. Like, they all want to send Hillary to jail, and then she says to them, well, what must she go to jail for?
And they don't know.
They don't know. And then she says that they say she's crooked, and well, what did she do? Nah, she's just lied since the beginning. It's basically like Donald when he goes up there and he goes, I don't like Obamacare, we're going to have a much better system. And they ask him, what is your system? And he goes, it's going to be great.
It's going to be tremendous.
And they say, well, Mr. Trump, what is the policy? And he goes, a tremendously successful health care plan. We're going to look after everybody. It's going to be the greatest. I can guarantee you it's going to be great. And people just buy it. Dumb people, anyway. So we spoke to Ranjini yesterday. You can listen to that podcast if you want. You can wait until next week, Tuesday, where I'll be in New York City and reporting live from where the action is taking place. Because the election itself is on, is it the 7th or the 8th? Anybody know for
sure?
The 8th. The 8th, okay. All right, so then Wednesday morning will be when the action starts happening. And I might be able to even give you some detail on the Thursday.
Out of curiosity, how do they announce it? Do they say, and your winner is,
no.
And like a drum roll?
No, the networks all do rolling coverage. So basically from the moment the polls start, a lot of these polls are electronic, so they start counting the votes immediately, so you can immediately see exit polls, which is it's like an indication of how the election's going.
So it's like who's got more numbers on Wednesday night, and then Thursday they'll do that whole thing where they walk on stage and then there's like...
Well,
confetti.
Yeah, usually what happens is the person who doesn't win usually picks up the phone and phones the person who does and congratulates them.
Oh, so they find out from the person who lost?
No, everyone finds out at the same time because it's on the news.
What happens if Donald doesn't accept Hillary's phone call?
Well, that's what's going to be very awkward. You were going to say?
Well, yeah, all elections are the same. You watch TV, you see the votes coming in.
Right. More or less. That's correct. And it's just easier these days because it's all electronic. Okay, let's get into some sport. We'll get back to this in a moment.
Well, what a power session for the Proteas. They've got 4 wickets now. They started the day with absolutely zilch, nothing.
Huh.
Yeah, Australia obviously killed us yesterday. Absolutely hammered us. Bowled us out for 242 and then got 100 and something runs in, well, 5 and over. All different story this morning, though. Warner out of 97. Dale Steyn got him out, but then Dale Steyn injured his shoulder. Now, you broke your shoulder a year ago. That was a massive setback in his career.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like he's re-injured it, which is a big, big setback for him in this match. But then the other bowlers kind of got together and they all got a wicket each. Philander, Maharaj and Rabada. So, 181 for 4. We've got Adam Voges. He's in at the moment. He is on 10. He's also about 53 years old. But he is their second best batsman. And then Mitchell Marsh comes in. He's basically an absolute non-event as a cricketer. So they could have more wickets. And then if we get into that tail. Look, if South Africa can be less than 100 behind at the end of this innings, it'll be an absolute stroke of genius and an absolute stroke of luck, really. Because they were looking so bad yesterday. Into the Springboks. Well, they've announced the team to play against the Barbarians. And it is a very exciting looking side. Just to run you through the starting 15. Jesse Creel at the back, Sergio Peterson at 14. Francois Venter and Rowan Jansen Rensburg are your centre pairing for Saturday. Then we got Jumbo Olengo. Then Pat Lambie and Rudy Page. Those will be the halfbacks. Nizam Carr, Opam Hoja and Rudolph Smith will be your loose trio. Peter Sesotoy and Arhir Snyman. That's your lock pairing. And the front row, Lawrence Adrianza, Malcolm Marks and Tendai the Beast and Tawaria.
Mm.
So good on you, Skipsia, because obviously they're playing England next weekend, right? Which is a real... sort of squeaky bum kind of thing. You are shitting yourself when you go there because they're a good side, England, right now. They really are. And the Springboks really aren't. But as you could see, wants to try some players. That backline is looking very exciting. Inexperienced, but very, very exciting. And, well, Malcolm Marks gets ahead of Bongi Mbonambi. So, look, I think it's pretty clear. If you're looking for pound, Malcolm Marks is probably the best hooker in South Africa. But how he manages that with Mbonambi, who was obviously the understudy to Strauss, that's going to be very difficult. So, he might take some heat for picking him. I think it's a good call. is a bloody good side. Whether they can put it together on the field on Saturday, well, find out. 3 o'clock. Japan vs Argentina at 7:30 Saturday morning. Wales vs Australia at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. And then Ireland versus New Zealand from Chicago in the US. Those are your test matches to look forward to for the weekend. Telkom Knockout Cup locally. Saturday we've got Baroka FC versus Cape Town City, who are really looking good at the moment. That's at 3 o'clock. Sundowns will take on SuperSport United. SuperSport United obviously hugely confident after making Pirates lose 6-1 and get rid of their coach. That's at 6 on Saturday. And then Pirates versus Highlands Park at 8 o'clock. Sunday we'll see Chiefs versus Free State Stars at 3. That's Telkom Knockout Cup. Last night, Fenerbahce, that is a football team, not a women's hygiene product.
Oh, I thought it was something you could buy when you were having your tea on the square.
Well,
you
they
could
beat
have some Fenerbahce with it.
They're the latest team to beat Man United. They scored early and they scored late. Wayne Rooney actually managed the goal, and he himself was shocked that it hit the back of the net. So he didn't celebrate that much. So 2-1. It's another loss for Jose and his boys. At least they did get a goal this time around. But hey, this is not looking good. In EPL action, the English Premier League action for the weekend, we've got Man City versus Middlesbrough at 5. Chelsea versus Everton at 7:30. Those are the Saturday matches. And then Sunday, we've got the big London derby, Arsenal versus Spurs. Now, Spurs lost in the Champions League during the week. And now going to Arsenal right now. Arsenal looking really good. Well, it's looking to be tough times for Spurs there. Liverpool versus Watford at 4:15. Swansea versus Man United at 5. And then Leicester versus West Brom. There's your big English Premier League action. Yeah, so cricket, we got that. Starts at 4:30 every morning. Look out for that. The Paris Masters, if you like a bit of tennis. Djokovic and Murray are both through. Murray was really good yesterday. He was straight sets over his guy. And Dimitrov held Djokovic to 3 sets. So those two obviously vying for the final. If Andy Murray wins and Djokovic doesn't make the final, that's when the sulky Scott gets the world number one ranking. That's the permutation to look out for in that one. That's pretty much it for your sport in the first hour today. Catch it all and the latest from the cricket in the next hour.
Mohau says, can anybody please help me find the location of the Shabin in Saxonwold? I'm feeling very thirsty this Friday.
Mohau, you are not alone in this struggle, my man. We are all trying to find this Shabin.
Well, if anybody knows, we would really appreciate any indication that you have some idea of the precise place that the Saxonwold Shabin is located. Everybody's looking for it, and if you do know, then let us know, please, in return. Next up, Anthea Gardner with some money.
Up next, we're going to share when your partner may be in the mood for a little romance.
And we've been the food truck fanatic all week long. Food truck.
What'd you say?
Food truck fanatic. That's what I meant to say.
Gulp.
High Five Lunch Truck is here with us.
Yeah, high five yourself for that.
Oh, boy. Oh, let's go to
a lot of alliteration there, Jim. Sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy being Ray.
Ray, HR, line one. Just so you know.
Yeah, it's Icona Pop and All Night, and that would have been a 2-1 Tinashe. So I'm going to just run to the keyboard and stop it just in time. All right, it's time to get to Anthea Gardner. Let's see what's happening with your money and everybody else's money on this Friday morning. Fridays, I want to find out from Anthea if there's a difference between trade on a normal weekday and a Friday. I think we may have covered this in some way, shape or form before, but it'll be fun to find out if there's anything that she knows about the other days of the week that we don't already know. Here she is. Everybody, up on your feet. Let's go.
She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey. She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right.
All right, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth.
Morning. Is it a good morning?
No. It's just an okay morning, I'm afraid.
Right. Tell us more.
Well, the Rand continued to trade strongly yesterday, so that's the good part of it. The not-so-great part is that the stock market was down about 0.33% yesterday. Global markets really just under pressure ahead of these U.S. elections, and the sell-off just continues, I'm afraid. Shame. The Mexican peso is now trading at its 4-week low.
Which usually indicates that Trump is on the up.
That's the problem, Gareth.
Uh-oh.
Indeed. And then, of course, I don't know if you saw the Brexit issue yesterday. The High Court ruled that Parliament had to approve the Brexit move, mm-hmm. Which was good for the Brexit stocks that are trading on our – Brexit stocks, I call them. You know what I mean. Stocks that are trading in our market that have exposure to the UK, such as Brait and Capital & Counties. They were up 4 and 5% yesterday. I mean, they're still not at kind of the levels I expect them to be trading at, but at least we saw a bit of a bounce there.
Right.
And then local news, Eskom released results yesterday, and I know it was overshadowed by Molefe's tears. But just to give you an update, revenue was up 10.5% for the 6 months.
Now, that's pretty that's pretty good, right? I mean, considering where they come from, must I be more cynical? Come on, admonish me.
Profit was down 10%.
Yeah, okay.
So they're generating revenue, but obviously there's an issue with expenses if the profit's lower.
Mm.
And that is a problem. I mean, they made 97 billion rand in revenue for the 6 months. And then the other problem is that municipal debt for the 6 months increased from 6.5 billion rand to just over 9 billion rand. And again, that's an issue because I think those are the kind of debts that possibly they can't collect or is expensive to collect.
Hmm.
And so I'm afraid, yeah.
Well, they're running a little bit better than they ran when there was no one at the helm who knew whether they were using their arse or their elbow to turn the dials. But that doesn't mean that they suddenly deserve our congratulations, right?
Absolutely. They're very quick to remind us that they're now on 453 days of no load shedding.
Yeah.
But when your profit's down, it's still an issue, from my point of view, anyway.
You still run badly.
And then Truworths put out a business update yesterday. Sales increased by 39% year-on-year, which sounds great again, but this includes the number from their UK acquisition, the shoe store called Office.
Mm-hmm.
And if you strip Office out of the sales, actually sales decreased by 1%. And really, that is a straight read through to our local consumer. I mean, the fact that they're not sharpening and really tightening their belts. And then from management's comments, it just doesn't seem like it's going to get any better anytime soon. So the share was down 5.5% yesterday. Took a lot of the other retailers like Woolworths, Mr. Price, Foschini Group with them.
Ah.
And then still in retail, but in a slightly different category, Hermes reported better than expected sales. They were up 9.9% year-on-year yesterday. And I think for Hermes, and this is the global luxury brands market, the market really is taking it as confirmation that the luxury goods sales are improving, and especially in China, which really is kind of, from a numbers point of view, I'm not sure it's as big as everyone says it is, but it does feel like China is the big driver of these high-end luxury brand sales. And then for us, in our market, we have Richemont, which is exposed to that market, and the share was up about 1.5% yesterday. And then another company, South 32, the mining company that was spun out of Billiton, they announced the acquisition of Peabody's Metropolitan Colliery yesterday for $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
And on the face of it, it looks like a good deal, but the market doesn't seem to agree. The share was down over 2% yesterday.
Wow.
Mm, and so kind of very confusing almost. And then two global companies that reported, GoPro, the first, they had lower than forecast revenue and missed estimates. So the share was down as much as 25% yesterday.
Lax, I thought you would boost GoPro's share price now that you started using it every week.
I thought with the release of their GoPro Hero 5 and their GoPro like flying drone thing that it would be through the roof.
Actually, Flax, so the issue with this company is that the transition into the new product is an issue. And in fact, Fitback also not working out the way they wanted to because they released two new products. And again, you're seeing this transition into new products just not smooth sailing. They also reported quarterly revenue down. So unfortunately, you know, just releasing new product is clearly not the way to go.
All right, very cool. Thank you, Anthea. Friday's better or worse generally than any other day in the week when you're a trader?
So Fridays, the volume tends to be lower. But I have looked at this before, and if I remember correctly, the ratio of higher closes to lower closes is in favor of a positive day.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Promising.
Promising. All right. We'll think optimistically and see what happens. Monday we'll reconvene.
Sure. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Anthea. Very cool. Anthea Gardner, look at the money. Okay. When we come back, I have incredible stuff for you today. So we're going to have to, the news will just have to wait. I mean, it's been such a busy news week anyway. You're probably newsed out.
I'm newsed out.
Mubs does have some stuff for us, so we'll get to that. I have a song that is going to blow your mind. It's a perfect song for a Friday. We're going to listen to what Bill Maher says about how stupid Americans are.
Oh, dear.
Ahead of the elections. And why they should be able to figure out what's going on in this election. Pretty much what we were talking to Ranjini about yesterday. But they're applying their minds in the wrong places. And I think it'll be a fascinating thing for you to hear how he breaks it down. Because he's pretty damn good at that. And lots more. All of that on the way. I hope you're ready for a big Friday.
CliffCentral.com.